Well, good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm your co-host, Stephanie Ledger of First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my other co-host here, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you doing today, Michelle?
We are celebrating. We're celebrating our 100th episode. This is a crazy milestone, right? Because most people, like there's a percentages out there, like between 44 and 47% of podcasters, they will not create more than 10 episodes. So this is a big deal. We made it to 100. And there are several things that I want to target today. I want us to not only discuss what our favorite moments were, right? What were those, you know, favorite topics and episodes and why? But also, I want us to get really vulnerable and out there. And I want us to share with our audience a little bit what it is that happens behind the scenes. Like, for example, when this just started, we did not hit record, which means we both watched the entire intro having fun, right? Waiting with anticipation to talk to everyone about it. And then realized, oh, we just have to do that again. So I know you can agree with me, Stephanie, that so many times we have said we have to record the pre because that is so much fun.
I know. And we've definitely had a lot of technical difficulties or also too in preparation of talking over the notes and WTF moments happen and we just kind of roll with it.
We roll with the punches. And if we are reframing our communication, we're not going to say we had difficulties. We had learning moments.
Yes.
Yeah. So funny. Exactly. So things like, for example, like we always try to fit within the frame and, you know, make sure that we're both somewhat right. And I can't sit still. And I look at Stephanie's frame on the screen and she's always so proper. And I'm like fidgeting or moving my hands or moving my body. So that gets complicated. So the visual aspect of it has always been a challenge to me. What do you think, Stephanie?
No, mine is to hold in my giggles. Sometimes when we're talking about topics, especially our WTF moments of knowing, you know, oh yes, I have definitely been in that situation when you're reviewing your WTF moments or talking about a certain topic. And I'm just laughing because I totally get it, but I'm holding them in so the episode's not just filled with me laughing in the background.
I love that. I had no idea that was happening to you. The other thing for me is the freaking microphone. I just have to say it, right? It looks hideous and it's right on my face and I can't figure out, should it go here? Should it go here? And this is going to be interesting because probably a lot of those people out on LinkedIn, you know, looking to help others when it comes to podcasting. Now we're going to start seeing all those messages, but I think that that's what makes us different, right? We're like super raw and it is what it is. It's a WTF walk the floor type of podcast.
Yeah. And we're authentic. We're like, we literally now just hit record and when we actually hit the button and then just go with it. And whatever happens, happens. And then we end record. We barely do any edits. So this is what you get in the time frame. And that's it. But it's also too, you know, it's like having a conversation. And I hope our listeners, you know, feel the same, that it's as if they're part of our conversation too.
I love that. So we barely edit.
No.
Really? Like we don't edit at all. Right. Yeah. And then I think that in 100 episodes that we have recorded so far, I can only recall one time. Well, with the exception of now, but now we weren't even recording, right? We just stopped pushing the button.
Yeah.
But one time where we started recording and we had to start all over again. Yeah. It was either one or two, maybe two, now that I think about it.
Yeah. And then there's been a few edits on our visual because maybe we had a misspelling of a guest or a company name. And good thing with Canva, so we can put that video in there.
Credit for that.
and then overlapping. And look at, you never know.
I love it. All right. So let's go into your favorite episodes. What? Yeah, like, so, I know you cannot have one favorite, right? So
no.
Kick me off with one.
So I think it's best to start off with, of course, our first episode. So here we are. You and I have had plenty of text message conversations and then came with that aha moment of saying, you know what, let's put it on a YouTube of a mini series. And we probably recorded that episode at least four times, I'm thinking. And then finally, and this was also too when we were just starting to like share our screen and do visuals. And then we quickly realized let's walk the floors to prevent those WTF moments of like, oh, can you see the visual on the share screen? Can you see us? And we're like, do our listeners that are just listening on the platforms, they do not see that visual. And this is creating so much work because we come from training in the classroom setting where we are very visual and thinking everyone likes to learn and listen that way. But we quickly realize how much time that is, how much then when we know that we're recording and editing, we're like, okay, let's just redo it again. So then it came probably with what, our 10th episode that we were just like, all right, we're just going to go on screen and have our topic and we're just going to go with it. No more sharing of visuals, creating that PowerPoint and just going with it. So yes, my one of my top favorite ones is definitely that first episode. What do you think?
So for sure, number one is a favorite because it was number one, right?
Yeah.
But something that, or and something that I want to add to that is that we were so eager to show those photos because there were like everything that we shared, like the stories that we shared, it's all real.
Yeah.
And the only way that I think we thought people would actually believe us is if we showed the pictures of the stuff that we had been seeing out there. So I think that's where the excitement came from, right? All right. So on my end, I'll share one and then I'm going to ask for another one from you. Yeah. I think that episode number 45, which was our visit to the Healing Garden in Las Vegas, which is the garden that was created in memory of all the people that died after the shooting, the massive shooting from the Mandalay Bay Resort into the country music festival. That was a very special episode to me. And it will always hold a very dear place in my heart. And then another one that was very, very special was when we did Housekeeping Week and we had various visits to different properties and we did interviews. And there was one property, the Hilton Grand Vacation on the Boulevard in Las Vegas, that fully opened the doors to us. Like we came in, we visited their housekeeping department, their offices, the storage space. We did a tour of the rooms. We talked about the remodel and we were invited to their lunch, to their activities, to their games, to all these things. So that was really, really, really cool for me.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a very special moment. That whole day of just being out in Vegas, being with you, being us able to record together. Those were definitely some great memories.
So for our listeners out there, even though we both do our own thing and so on, and you know we're in different time zones, we get withdrawals from not. Spending time with each other. And we don't get to do that in person very often. So when we do, we really take advantage of it. All right. Tell me one of your favorites.
All right. So then next is going to be episode 11. You know, I'm going definitely old school of, you know, when we were first starting off. So episode 11 was when we had our first guest. So we're so excited to having Calvin Tolocki on our podcast as our first guest. And it was, you know, it was great because we've interacted with Calvin through LinkedIn and other social media, and, you know, even with his RevPar problems on Instagram. So this was our first time of now being like, okay, this isn't just a conversation how it typically is between you and I and discussing different topics. It's like, okay, now we're interviewing and having to making sure that there's enough time for them to be enabled, our guests to be enabled to talk as well. But it was great because I felt like that whole conversation just felt natural for all three of us to having a conversation. And, but yeah, it was exciting now to be in like, okay, here's our first guest and now let's interview.
I love that. And the connections that came out of the, out of having those conversations, right? That's really, really cool. All right. I'll tell you about my next one. My next one is 80. Yes. There was one specific thing that happened during episode number 80. Episode 80, we talked about the hospitality and career journey, and our interviewee was Liz Uber. And we were talking about the upcoming hospitality show, and she mentioned something that was so epic, which was we're a whole bunch of hoteliers all staying at the same hotel, all staying under the same roof. Who will exit the elevator first? I thought that was just fantastic. And I think that we carried that message through throughout the entire week when we were at the show in Las Vegas. So I think that was super, super fun. And I really love the journey type of interviews because we really get to know things about our colleagues that maybe they haven't told anyone yet.
Yeah, no, that was a fun episode too. And especially too, in all of the excitement to going out back out to Vegas for such a cool conference too. And also to her segment when she was speaking at the hospitality show was so inspiring.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What's your next?
All right. So then I'm moving up to number 22. Now 22. So this topic was us talking about never burning a bridge. And why this one also too is one of my favorites is because this topic and this theme we have carried out in talking about it in multiple episodes of talking about making sure that even though you're so frustrated, maybe at a work colleague or your boss, but you have to remember of never burning a bridge. And we've talked about too of so many times when, you know, we have people who we've connected through years ago and now how we're reconnecting with them. And also too of just never burning a bridge because you never know. And also too, how we talked about this industry is so small and it's crazy who knows who. So definitely one of my other favorite episodes. I feel like we could still do a whole nother episode just on that topic alone.
Absolutely. And if I may, since we're celebrating here, I am going to share a little bit of behind the scenes. The list of people that were not so nice to us during our career and that we both agreed that it was super funny how in certain years or in certain circumstances or in certain stages in our career, they reached out asking for help. They reached out asking for a recommendation. They reached out asking for an introduction. So yes, we have to do another episode of that. I love it. I want to share with you my last one. Again, all of them were my favorite, but for the sake of time, number 63, another journey. And this one was so epic to me. And I'll tell you why. During episode 63, we interviewed Anna Schmidt. And she told us a story that was super personal and that touched many hearts, right? Mm-hmm. And that was just lovely. It was a story of motherhood. It was a story of resilience. It was a story of not giving up. And I thought that was just so epic because, again, no one really knows what it took for you to get to where you are. And we create awareness when we are okay with opening that little door and sharing that very personal experience with others.
That was definitely memorable interviewing her. And that we've had a few episodes with talking about motherhood in hospitality and really, you know, raw emotions and different journeys and in different positions of their career. And yeah, I remember a few episodes, and I'm not a mom, but it even for me, you know, was touching of, you know, seeing what so many ladies in the hospitality industry, you know, go through of trying to balance work and being a mother in an industry that we're open 24/7.
Yeah, totally, totally. All right. Do you have anything else to share? Because I have one last share.
Yeah. My last, never. I could go one through 100. But the last thing I want to share is, so yes, we talked about earlier, this was our my first time going over to Las Vegas, where we did a few joint episodes. But then also too, it was great, I would have to say, as well as the other time during the summer time, but this was when you came to Orlando and we were at High Tech. And it was, you know, fun with you coming over here and us walking the floors of the conference.
I was on your turf.
Yes, yes. Welcome to Florida. But yeah, it was another great memory of all of the episodes that came out from that visit.
Loved that. That time was epic. And the memories that we created, super, super cool. You definitely called all the shots while I was there, but it's okay because you were the hostess. All right. Last one that I want to share so that this doesn't become super extensive is during Stars of the Industry Awards night in Las Vegas. That was 2022. There were some hiccups with the seating arrangements, and the way that both you and I operate is, sure, there's a problem right in front of us. How do we make it an opportunity, right? And we jumped right in and we saw the executive chef who was behind all of what was going on, doing an amazing job leading his people. And we went over and we're like, can we interview you? And he's like, I'm not sure. And we literally walked him into the kitchen and we had a great conversation. He showed us the back and what was happening to make all this magic go on, right? So that was a super fun walk the floors type of moment for sure.
Yes, yes. And then speaking of Stars of the Industry, so couldn't come out there this year, but congratulations to you winning Woman in Hospitality of the Year, which is a huge honor, and so bummed that I couldn't make it out there this year, but huge congratulations.
Thank you so much. You were there in spirit. And I'm going to tell you what I have been telling many people so far about that is an award that I had the honor to represent the women that do this work, like you and like everybody else who creates awareness, who creates mentorship programs, who helps other women be that person for them that we didn't have. So I was simply representing everybody else. So thank you.
Yeah. Yes, huge congratulations and an honor for the entire state of Nevada Hotel and Lodging Association, but pretty cool. And now we'll see, you know, what's next. We're, I think, you know, today we had actually a great day planning of the future and spicing some things up. And yeah, I look forward to our next, you know, 100 episodes. And it's crazy where we came from our first episode thinking that it was basically a Zoom teaching lesson to now I think we kind of understand how to do this podcast thing. And also, too, sometimes we're just like, WTF, oh well.
I 100% agree. Let's go for 100% more. Thank you, everyone, for being on the other side. And we'll continue to enlighten you. There's new stuff coming. And we're exploring new ways of doing things. So we can't wait to hear your feedback. And if you love what you're hearing, go ahead and comment. Tell us how you feel. Tell us what you want to hear more about. Thank you for being on the other side.
Thank you.